Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
If you need custom leather patch hats for your business, church, school, sports team, or charity event, Hat Float Company has you covered. No order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, and great prices. Custom Richardson hats, beanies, low-profile performance hats, and more. Shop with Hat Float Company and support a small local business where the highest quality, great customer service, and very affordable prices are top priority. Visit HatFloatCo.com and start your custom leather patch hat quote today. HatFloatCo.com.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage, we are back. Texter 221 says, I have two sets of embedded jerseys, by the way, and how did this topic come up anyway? This is a live breathing show. This is not a script. I do a four-hour stream of consciousness, and when something pops up in front of me, I'll frequently go off on that subject because I can. And Seth's Embedded's name came up, and that reminded me of all the parade footage I had watched. And he asked, so why did he come back for one more year if he hates us so much? And I said, don't know, but you saw the parade. You know, the venom and hate is real. And I wrote, my best guess would be that he would have moved right to the bottom rung had he gone anywhere else. You know, in other words, Ramona, he had finally established something at Georgia, even with the way he felt towards it all. Had he gone anywhere else, he would have had to start all over again. He would have been, again, little tiny Stetson Bennett, who had never been here before, and he would have moved right to the bottom rung, and he would have had to fight these same battles all over again. He had basically fought most of the fights that he needed to win at Georgia already, and there was still some additional pushback, but I think that my guess is that's why. But again, most of the Georgia fans, it seems, get what I'm saying. I mean, you saw it. You know what I'm talking about. That's just the way it is. You saw the venom and the hatred. I mean, he won them. He got everything he wanted. He proved his point. But if you think he's forgiving you, I mean, maybe that's it more than anything else, Ramona. If you think he's forgiving you for everything that happened, you are sadly mistaken. And we learned that in that parade. He is not forgiving anybody. You know how Santa has a naughty list? Stetson Bennett has the longest naughty list of all time. And most of you are on it. Most of you Georgia fans, you know, let's be honest, all right? Let's be completely honest for one second. As a Georgia fan, even if you bought his jerseys eventually, was there a time where you said something negative about him? And I think if you answer honestly, the answer to every single one of you would be yes. Because Ramona, you remember this. I had to argue with Georgia fans over and over about who their quarterback should be. I kept saying Stetson Bennett. They wanted it to be Jamie Newman. They wanted to be JT Daniels. I kept saying Stetson Bennett. JT Daniels, it was all JT Daniels, remember? He was another of these five stars they brought in to replace him. And I kept arguing with Georgia fans on air saying Stetson Bennett's better than JT Daniels ever hopes to be. He gives you the best chance to win. I think most of you people understand. It's just such a strange dynamic. You have a guy who just won two consecutive national championships for a school and hadn't won one in 40 years, and he doesn't like you at all. The guy who broke through all that seems to hate your guts. You know, that's how it feels, and that's just so strange. You know, I don't know what you make of it, but This is the these are the grudges he carried to motivate himself to reach the level that he did. I think as a Georgia fan, you basically just have to say these things. One, I was wrong about Stetson Bennett. Two, I'm eternally grateful that the guy won us two national titles. And three, he may be the best player in your history. And now, the notion that I can even touch on that at all is almost sacrilegious to me, because I think you can make a strong case that Herschel Walker is the greatest college football player ever lived. Again, this is me, the guy who hates Georgia, allegedly. Of course, I don't. I knew Georgia could be better than most Georgia fans knew. The Georgia fans wanted to keep Mark Richt forever, and he had to go. He had to go. But I think that when you look at the entirety of the history, I don't know what you do with Stetson Bennett's ultimate place in Georgia lore. But he's the only guy who ever led you to two titles. He led you to those two titles back to back. He was the MVP of every single game. You see, this is the thing. People acted last year like that team carried him. You know, what did I say? I said it last year then, Ramon. I said it this year, too. He's not the most talented player on Georgia. He's the most important player on Georgia. He was the most important player a year ago. When they had those 15 guys go in the NFL, it was still him who was the most important player. He was the guy they couldn't lose and win the title. They could have lost any one of those other guys and still won the title. The guy they could not lose was him. Same thing was true this year. The guy they could not lose was him. They were not beating Ohio State without Stetson Bennett. I can promise you that. You could take any of those other Georgia players, including Jalen Carter, off the field, and Georgia still had a great shot. You take Stetson Bennett off the field, there was not going to be any shot. None. You get bludgeoned. So this guy was the MVP of every playoff game he played in and the national championship games. He wasn't carried there. He did the carrying. And I think he resents that, too. I think he resents the notion that, you know, that, 15 NFL guys carried him there. It's not what happened. He was just tremendous. Here's one thing there's no doubt about. On the all-time, on the first team all-time Georgia football team, your starting quarterback is Stetson Bennett, and your first running back is Herschel Walker. You could debate that second running back, and you could debate much of the rest of it. But one thing you can't debate is that that's your backfield. Stetson Bennett is your starting quarterback, and Herschel Walker is your number one tailback. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Because those three guys won three national titles between them. And I'm not going to say one is better than the other, because, again, I think you can make a strong case that in a different time when football was played differently, that Herschel Walker was the most dominant figure that the college game has ever seen. Still didn't get into the end zone versus Clemson. But the most dominant player the college game has ever seen. And yet at the same time, in a new era of football, with the game played differently, a walk-on who was basically berated by everybody, who was told he had no shot, who wasn't even part of the five-man quarterback room initially, kept telling you he was your best option, and eventually he proved it all. Honestly, without the hatred element of this, Ramona, this is like the greatest story in college football history. This makes Rudy look like just trash. I mean, are you kidding me? There was no national championship for Dan Devine and Rudy. Rudy played no key role in that football team. This is real life, Rudy. This is a guy who won two national championships, who was the MVP in every game. This is like the greatest story in the history of college football. It is. You know, in a way, Ramon, it's even more.
It's a Rudy story.
It's a Rudy story without the happy ending. There's a happy ending of national titles, but there's this.
But there's no people like,
right.
You know.
There's this inherent animosity from the player towards all the other factions. But
that's weird.
It's still arguably the greatest accomplishment by a single player in the history of football. It just is. It's one of the greatest stories ever. I mean, plus this kid comes from some money. So, you know, the NFL doesn't like quarterbacks who come from money because they normally flop. this kid was motivated. I you feel like you didn't want anybody else's money. And he went on, again, find me a better Horatio Alger story. Find me a better storybook finish than what happened with Stetson Bennett in Georgia, except for the fact that the guy the story's about doesn't like any of you people. I don't know. It adds another element to the story. It'd be a great book to write. Maybe I'll write it. It would be a great novel. It would be a great story to tell. The whole thing. It'd be great to speak to Stetson Bennett about, and look, I don't, you know, I'll tell you something else. I don't think he's really comfortable in interviews. I don't think it's who he is. But if you could really sit him down and really talk to him, it'd be great to know all this stuff and know exactly how he felt. What he was feeling during that parade. What type of venom he still feels for all of the people. And again, Ramon, I'm telling you, this guy wrote him down. He wrote him down. He knows every person who he feels wronged him. He does. And he carries it around with him. He uses it as a weapon. Jerry in Anderson. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good. Well, I mean, you're exactly right. I work with guys that they kept talking about Stafford as the greatest quarterback in Georgia history.
Oh, hell no.
Y'all remember a guy named, I agree. I mean, I asked, y'all remember a guy named Fran Tarkenton that played at Georgia? Yeah. Bob Lee that brought you a national championship, but again, Herschel Walker. But you know, I've always loved Herschel.
Well, David Green was a good quarterback. Aaron Murray was a really good quarterback. Aaron Murray should have a national championship if it wasn't for Mark Richt at the end of that Alabama SEC title game.
If he allows him to ground the ball, he's got a national championship. They went on and beat Notre Dame that year without question. But this is why this is another reason why I love Herschel Walker. While he was very instrumental for Dallas getting all those Super Bowls they have, and they got Aitman. If it wasn't for that trade, Herschel Walker in Minnesota, we wouldn't have those. And guess what? Correct me if I'm wrong. Herschel comes back and gets a ring. Am I right about that?
Yeah. But, you know, Herschel was not a great pro. He was a good pro. You know, spent much of his time in some of his time in the USFL. But he was a good pro. He was actually a really good receiver out of the backfield. But again, he's arguably the most dominant college football player who ever lived. I mean, he was.
Oh, without a doubt. But I'm glad that Minnesota thought he was still that dominant player.
That
trade.
Yeah, that's one of the worst trades of all time.
No. It's one of the best trades of all time.
From your perspective. Yes. Yeah, look, honestly, that trade made Jimmy Johnson's career. Jimmy Johnson wasn't a great coach. Jimmy Johnson became a great coach off of that trade.
Jimmy Johnson was a good motivator. He knew how to hit the right buttons with people. So.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Jerry. Texter 710 says, write it, Walt. It would be a bestseller. You know, maybe I will. Maybe I will. I mean, I think there's, it's an amazing story to be told, and it's not all feel good. There is a part of it that's just bitterness, but that's part of the story. It's part of the story. It's as unique a situation, the whole thing from start to finish. It's the most unique situation in football of my lifetime. It is the whole thing. The walk-on, the leaves school, comes back, faces all obstacles, has to fight to even be considered part of the quarterback room. They try and replace him every second of the day. They bring in guy after guy to try and replace him. He beats them all down. He proves them all wrong. He proves his own head coach wrong multiple times. They try and replace him during last year's national championship game. They try to replace him during this year's playoffs. They tried to replace him in his entire run, but he wouldn't be replaced. Nelson in Spartanburg. Nelson, how are you?
Yes, I'm talking about Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
He's not big. And
no.
Everybody talks about, well, he's not a great athlete. Let me tell you what, the boy's quick, he's fast, he has a really good arm.
He does.
But the point I want to make is your best athlete is not always, the best player is not always the best athlete. An example I'm going to use, and I don't care what anybody says, I've seen them all play. Larry Bird is the best basketball player I've ever seen in my life. He didn't out-jump everybody. He wasn't as quick as everybody. Jordan was a much better athlete. But when it just comes down to being a player who can shoot, who can pass, who can rebound, I have never seen anybody as good as Larry Bird. And he by far was not the best athlete.
Now,
I get in arguments with people, and they say, well, Jordan was much better. I said, no, Jordan flew higher, and Jordan could dunk, and Jordan was a great player. But I have never seen anybody that's a better player than Larry Bird. And Stetson Bennett, I'm not saying he's a Larry Bird, but he's kind of, that kind of what it reminds me of. He may be the best player on the field, but he's not the biggest, best athlete on the field. That's kind of the point I wanted to make.
Yeah, look, I think if Bird had not suffered the back injury, I think he might be regarded as the best player of all time. You know, he also had to go up against Magic Johnson, and he's in that same category. And so they split a decade's worth of titles, and that was another obstacle. If one or the other existed alone, they probably would have had 8-9 titles. Bird was
sensational. When I saw Bird and
a better athlete than most people recognize too. He was also in remarkable condition. He could run forever.
Yeah, but you know, if he hadn't had I'm just talking about when he was when he was not injured.
Yeah.
In his prime, his career didn't last long because of the back injury. You got to remember he had a severe hand injury too.
Yeah.
But just uninjured in his prime, I've never seen anybody as good as Bird. And yeah, Magic was in the same decade, but nobody considered Magic to be on the level of Bird back during the 80s when they were playing. I mean, Bird was considered the greatest player to ever live at that time.
Yeah,
well, maybe Lakers fans. Lakers fans did, but, you know, everybody else considered Bird to be the greatest player to ever seen.
I think that was a constant debate, but I think that, I think in a real sense that, and I've sort of always felt this, I think they're two of the three greatest players ever lived. The other is Bill Russell. And because I think they inherently made everybody around them better. But there was a point in time where the game actually got too easy for Bird, where he was looking for other challenges, like playing games left-handed and things like that, because he simply was so far above everybody else in terms of the way the game was played and what he was doing to the game of basketball. I mean, he's the answer to a trivia question. You know, he was the trivia question was, who was the first player in NBA history to shoot 50% from the field and 90% from the foul line? And the answer was Bird. And then the trick of the question was, who was the second player? And the answer was also Bird. He did it twice before anybody else had ever done it.
Also 40% three-point range when you didn't really shoot three-pointers. But Bird's the only player I ever know that would go down and tell the other team and coaches with 5 seconds left on the clock what he was going to do. I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to go to that spot and shoot, and there's nothing you can do about it. And he would beat them every time.
Well,
but anyway,
that's
the point, though. He wasn't a great athlete. He wasn't the greatest athlete ever, but
he's a better athlete than people thought, and so is Stetson Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was quick. His hand-eye coordination was unmatched.
Yep.
He was three steps ahead of everybody. But you don't always have to be the greatest athlete to be a great player.
No.
I think Stetson kind of reminds me of that. Anyway, that's all
I have. Thank you, Nelson. Appreciate it. Good job. Yeah, look, again, we've talked many times about the fact that even though Stetson Bennett is little, that he has a very live arm and that he's he really is a sensational athlete. He does a lot of the things that Tarkanen used to do, that Romo did in terms of playing the quarterback position and being to evade, elude guys. I mean, you know, you go back to that TCU game, there was a time they sent everybody. They had a free rusher come off the left end who was their Sam linebacker, Winters, who is maybe the best defensive player on the team. And he can run. He's super freak athlete. And he had a clean shot at Stetson Bennett. And Bennett just spun out of him and made him look stupid. He never touched him. And then Bennett took off on a run. You know, and those are the kinds of things he did. But it's, you know, there's a story to be told there. The whole thing, the good, the bad, there's a story to be told. There's no question about that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, it is Dickie and then Larry, and I will get to Clemson football speed. We are going to talk about that. We'll get to college football preview, NFL, NBA, all that stuff and more coming your way. Hopefully today, quick break.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop, has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise, and still family run. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com, and with locations at 364 College Ave and 1102 Tiger Boulevard. You can get the gear you need.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Medicare. It's like a whole new world. Part A, B, C, D, plans F and G. It's enough to make your head spin. And the decision you make about Medicare when you first start could affect you for just a year, but it could also affect you for the rest of your life. So it's critically important to make the right decision for you. But how? You could listen to Joe Namath or pay attention to the million stacks of mail you receive. But is that really the best way? Give me a buzz at 864-INSURE-YOU. And let's talk about you. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source. And what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely's Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni-owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com. Or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
Why should you buy a mattress from Mattress Max Furniture? Well, we offer a simple process, helpful expertise, old-fashioned full-service delivery, and the best sale prices every day. And we've got all the best brands in one location for you to try out in person, like Paramount heavy-duty mattresses, starting at just $10.99. We also carry Sealy, Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster. So don't buy sight unseen. See it in person at Mattress Max Furniture. Online at mattressmaxfurniture.com. Mattress Max Furniture
will save you money.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. By the way, if you people have cameras out on that bridge, I would be the black Jeep that stopped at the light and then went when it turned green. And that other vehicle would be the one that pulled over and probably ran some of your stuff over on the side of the bridge. You want in 654-7627. I know that there are some, you know, some of you Georgia fans who want to, I think most Georgia fans get this. Most Georgia fans are like, man, you know, I get it. I get how he feels. I think that's the right attitude to have. The whole story is a once in a lifetime deal. I get why people didn't think he could. Why people doubted him. I do. I get it. He didn't fit any of what you thought were the criteria. I get it. But there was something early, Ramona. I said it really early when I argued with Georgia fans. I said, I think the guy has a little bit of an it factor. And that used to be my argument. But I just remember we argued with every Georgia fan. Many of them admit it now. But you know, like Georgia, Jeff, et cetera. But we argued with every Georgia fan. There was not a Georgia fan. I don't remember a Georgia fan who called the show wants Stetson Bennett to be the quarterback. And this guy remembers it all. He heard it all. Dickie and then Larry. Dickie, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Hey, good. Appreciate you getting in, Dickie.
No problem. You had the idea. Now go big time, Walt. You write the story on Bennett, okay?
I might.
I can see it now that Pula goes big time. then there'll be a movie. Imagine that. You'll be in the money.
You know, hey, look, someone's going to tell that story eventually. You know, someone's going to turn that Stetson Bennett story into a movie. And
it might as well be you.
Right. You know that some movie studio will screw that up and make it all fluff and that kind of thing. So, you know, that's what I'm saying, Dickie. The true story needs to be told. So let's go.
You direct it.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
But here's my question about his history. I don't know if you know this. How about with the football team and the coaches? Did he get along with them?
I think he always had a love-hate relationship with the coaches. I think that part of him hates Kirby Smart. That's what I actually believe. But I think with most of his teammates, I think he got along well. Although I will say this, he talked on multiple occasions. He talked about 5-star guys not doing their jobs. maybe
call them out.
Yeah, maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
Well, that's where you come in. That's you right. Drag all that out of him.
There you go, Dickie.
That's it.
That's a plan.
That's a big part of the story. You need to pursue that, Walt. I'm serious.
I might do that, Dickie. I just might do that. It's good, good talking to you, Dickie. Thank you very much.
Appreciate hey, you too. That. Bye.
I appreciate the kind words. You know, again, someone needs to tell it. Someone needs to tell that story. Larry in Georgia. Larry, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you, Larry. Appreciate you getting in.
Thank you, sir. I just want to come in. You've been talking, you know, about Georgia and the championship, but you know, I'm going back to the old guys, you know, like Vince Dooley and Irk Russell. You know, it's a machine, and Tom Landry, you know, said it too. It's a whole lot of players entwined, you know, into this thing, and it's like a machine, you know, a well. Tune machine, and that's what college football is. You know, you got your offensive people, you know, and Stetson Bennett, you know, it was good. He could throw the ball, but he was part of a well-ordered oil machine. Okay, and that's what I. But you know, Stetson Bennett, he hung in there with the
Yeah, but Larry, let me just say something, okay? Because actually, you're sort of doing the same thing that everyone's done with this kid all along. He was their best player. He was their most important player. It was a well-oiled machine, but they're not winning squat without him. He was their best player. That's why Georgia people hate it now. They want to say that, you know, well, they'll be better with Carson back. This kid had an it factor. There's a reason.
He was
the MVP, Larry, of every single playoff game he played in. Over 2 years.
Because of the well-oiled machine. Huh? You know, he can throw the ball. You know, I could go in there and throw the ball, you know, if I had good protection and stuff like that.
So in other words, anybody could have done what Stetson Bennett did is what you're telling me.
No, I'm not saying that. But, you know, he you know, everybody giving the great accolades and all this stuff. He did what they asked him to do, okay? But he overcome the naysayers. You know, like you say, you know, people they brought in other quarterbacks and stuff, you know, and put. But you know, he overcame a lot of obstacles. That's what I'm saying, you know, and that's the same thing. And if what's his name, Uncle Lee, whatever his name is with Clemson, if he had done the same thing, you know, with the naysayers stuff like that, hung in there, you know, he could have done it. But you know, it's all about, you know, emotion, and it's like what's his name? The pitcher with the New York Mets saying years ago, you got to believe. And that's
Doug
what
McGraw.
To me, Spet. Yeah, thank you, brother. That's why I like you, Walt. You can pull it out, man. You can pull it out. But, you know, you got to believe in yourself. And what Benlin did, you know, he didn't let those distractors upset him. And homeboy, if he stayed with Clemson, he did the same thing. You know, so it's all about a well-ordered machine, man. That's all there is to it. You got to have that. Even the old guys have said that.
Yeah.
The old guys, you know, Landry, Shula, it's Noel, and all them old guys, it's a well-ordered machine.
Yep. Yeah, there is something to that, Larry. Hey, Larry, it was good speaking with you again. Good talking to you as always. Thank you very much. Hey, you know, yeah, well-oiled machine, yes, but, you know, Georgia had basically been a well-oiled machine since Herschel Walker left. You know, I mean, all the Mark Richt years, they were the only school in America who, according to Rivals rankings, was in the top 10 in recruiting rankings for 10 consecutive years during Mark Richt's tenure. And they had nothing to show for it. They were a well-oiled machine then. But what they were missing was Stetson Bennett. They were missing that warrior spirit of the walk-on. They were missing that. And he gave them all that. Again, I think we need to be careful not to, you know, infer that Georgia football carried Stetson Bennett. Because I think at the end of the day, the opposite was true. I think he carried Georgia football. I do not think they win either one of those titles without him. I don't. You put any of those other Georgia quarterbacks on the roster in either of those two spots, they don't win. They don't beat Alabama last year. They certainly don't beat Ohio State this year. I mean, he had a suspect first half last year versus Bama. He made winning plays in the second half last year versus Bama. In the fourth quarter against Ohio State, he was the dominant figure on the football field. The TCU game, yeah, maybe Carson Beck could have won that one. Yeah, maybe. But I think he deserves that credit, and I understand. I fully get why he's as bitter as he is. This guy basically feels no Georgia element was ever in his corner ever. And the truth is they weren't. You were all against him. You were all against him. You know it. You can't look yourself in the mirror and tell me otherwise. If you're a Georgia fan, you hear my voice, you know full well you talk crap about Stetson Bennett and you wanted to replace him at some point in the process. You know this is true. You know this is true. Maybe during the whole process. Some of you were still trying to replace him this year in the playoffs. So, yeah, you know, it's no wonder dude does not like any of you. He does not. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Haul. They're the best in the industry. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, they still stand behind their services. I'm sorry, who does that? Look, I know who you are, okay? You don't take your vehicle to a dealer, okay? I don't know how old your vehicle is. Let's say it's 6 years old. You had a six-year-old Honda, all right? And you take it to some guy who's around the corner who works on, you know, Hondas and Fords and Chevys. And he's not really an expert on anything, but it's sort of convenient for you. And you think, well, you know, how bad can it be? This is one of your most important possessions. You shouldn't treat it like that. You know, you don't say, honey, let's go out for a steak dinner. I know a really average restaurant that serves a really pedestrian steak. No. You look for a fine steakhouse, right? Well, that's what you should be doing with your vehicle. If you just go to First Class Haul one time, you will never go back wherever it is you're taking your Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota now. Right now, Happy New Year 2023, new year, new perks. Visit the website, firstclasshaul.com, because they are introducing a limited lifetime warranty on parts. Click the red check mark to find out more about it. Drive with confidence, knowing you have nationwide warranty coverage on your vehicle when serviced at First Class Haul. That's amazing. All locations right now, the First Class Haul Extreme Winter Inspection Package. Be ready for the extreme cold winter temperatures. That's only $99.95. That includes, like, I don't know, 25 things, something like that. Go get it done. Book that now at any of locations. You do not want to be stranded in cold temperatures. Not a good idea. All locations, free First Class Haul roadside hazard. Get free warranty coverage with any tires purchased from First Class Haul in the month of January. All locations, be confident on the road at night. Headlight restoration, only $99.95, normally $152.95. You can book that now. And all locations, get in on this Michelin deal. Get up to $120 via Visa reward card or virtual account when you buy a set of four new Michelin Cross Climate tube tires. That offer expires on 128, so you have basically 9 days to capitalize on that. Three locations, Greenville, Anderson, and Cherrydale. The Anderson location is going to be relocating. I'll be telling you more about that soon. And how about this? Let's talk about finance. Did you know First Class Haul offers financing options? In February, we'll be announcing some new changes. Learn how you can take advantage of them at First Class Haul. Tell them I sent you. It's the way it works. Quick break. We'll be right back.
It's a new year, so why not give yourself a new you with Roosters? Roosters Men's Grooming Center has everything that you need to feel refreshed and ready for 2023. Get anything from a haircut or neck trim to a 7-step facial shave. This new classic barbershop has everything you need to look your best. Call 864-884-8920 for your next appointment. Or use the new Roosters app to see more of the services they provide. Roosters Grooming Men's Center, located on Pelham Road in Greenville.
Did you know Ingles only sells USDA Choice and Prime cuts of meat? Maybe it's time to reward yourself. Our butchers cut all our meat fresh in the store every day. Grass-fed, organic, you name it. Not only that, we'll even cut it to order just the way you like it. And we grind meat fresh in the store multiple times a day. It's all in the bag. That's the best meat in town for the best folks in town. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-979-1177. 800-979-1177. 800-979-1177.
Hey guys, my biggest issue over the holidays used to be stress, overeating, and low energy. Then I started TRT and Wegovy Semaglutide at Low Country Mail. Testosterone took care of the stress, low energy, and performance issues in the bedroom. Wegovy took away my food cravings, lowered my A1C, and helped me lose 15% of my body weight. I went down a few pant sizes, made gains in the gym, and have never looked better. Simple monthly no-contract pricing included medication, labs, and doctor visits. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymail.com.
Upcountry Fiber is here. Whether you're working from home, streaming the big game, online shopping, or gaming, Upcountry Fiber offers high-speed fiber internet to fit all your needs. With more devices connecting to the internet in our homes, a fast and reliable internet package is essential. Visit upcountryfiber.com and click the Updates tab for a live coverage map and answers to frequently asked questions. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection. A partner of Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
With the two for $5 mix and match of Bojangles, you choose between sausage and egg, country ham, and southern gravy biscuits, all scratch made. It's bow time.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise, and still family run. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com and with locations at 364 College Ave and 1102 Tiger Boulevard. You can get the gear you need.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. How many games do you think Florida State's going to win this year? Do you think, is Florida State a danger, a threat to make the college football playoff? I think they are. I mean, look, in an open ACC, I think it's Clemson, Florida State. I mean, I expected Florida State to be much improved this year. Not initially. I changed my mind on that. My first thought was, I had been at the forefront of Florida State sucks movement for a long period of time. But before the year ever began, I changed my mind on them based on what I saw in their fall camp, and I moved them to third in the ACC Atlantic. I should have moved them even higher. And I think they're certainly a major threat. I don't think they played great against Oklahoma. Oklahoma was missing their whole offensive line, and I think there are still things you can say. They still have some mileage to go. But I think that the transfer portal additions that they added are going to make them very, very interesting. We're to talk about all that and more. I want to start here, though, Mar. And remind me, I want to bring up something that Mikey mentioned. I want to mention a little bit of NBA stuff, including how the foreign players, non-USA players, dominate this this league now. But before I get to any of that, I want to talk about Clemson football speed. And I know there are a million texts about the Stetson Bennett thing. I'm Stetson Bennett out now. Maybe after I write the story. All right, so, you know, yesterday, Ramona, I mentioned that Will Shipley is one of the fastest players on the team. And people were like, Walt, he's slow. He's, you know, he trips over his feet. He this, that, whatever. You know, he's a guy who wins all the sprints, all right? And so I wanted to put that into terms that people could understand today. You know, and I talked about some of the other fastest players. You know, I said, based on the limited film I've seen of Cole Turner, that I think he's one of the faster players on the team. Again, I didn't find any times for Cole Turner, but in just watching him get vertical. Now, honestly, when you think about Cole Turner now, you wonder where he's been all year. That's like one question is, I mean, how is it that we only find Cole Turner at the end? I don't know. But in watching him, you know, he's about 6'2", maybe a little taller than that. And he demonstrated long speed. And you could see it. Without knowing what his 40 time is, what his 100-meter time is, you could see that he has speed. So I mentioned him as being one of the fastest players on the team. I mentioned Stellato. I talked a little bit about Adam Randall. Oh, I know what I wanted to look up. Let me just see if I have this real quickly. Maybe not. It's always my typing, Ramona, that doesn't cooperate in those situations.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is it, I think. This might be it. Okay, I have that time. All right, that confirmed. That was my last piece. Okay. All right, so here's where you are, all right? I question the speed of this wide receiving core coming into the year. Obviously, we know Stellato got hurt. He really has not played in 2 years. And I just didn't think there was a speed element. I said at the time, your fastest offensive player of the guys who were playing was actually Shipley. And he was. And it's a bit of an issue when your running back is your fastest offensive player, when you don't have more speed than that at wide receiver. So here are the actual numbers, all right? And so we'll let you digest these and we'll talk a little bit about it. And, you know, this is sort of a preview of what's ahead. Will Shipley, for the people who doubted me yesterday on the times, Will Shipley at the Nike opening ran a 4.46 laser time. Okay, that's moving. He ran a 4.46 laser time. That's an electronically timed time. That's not handheld. Handheld times are meaningless to me. They're invariably inaccurate. You have to add a factor to them of really almost 0.2 seconds. Handheld times are of virtually no consequence to me unless you have the same individual who's hand timing a whole group of players. And you're not going to get their actual speeds, but at least you'll know in comparison to one another who the fastest player is. Shipley's Nike opening laser time was 4.46. In addition to that, Shipley ran the 55 meters in high school, the sprint. Because again, there's no 40-yard dash in track. He ran the 55 meters. In 2019, he ran a 6.36. That was the 10th best time in the nation in 2019 for that age group. Okay? Again, a 6.36 in 2019, that was his personal best in the 55 meters, and that was the 10th best time in the nation that year for that age group. All right, so there are your actual numbers. So now you can, like, talk to the hand. Okay, for the people who didn't believe me yesterday about Shipley Speed, they're your actual testing numbers. Okay? You can't argue with the actual numbers. Well, I mean, you can if you're an idiot. You can argue anything. But assuming intelligence of our listening audience, and we know we have an intelligent listening audience, you know better now. Now, again, are there other factors in why he hasn't gone 60, 70 yards? Yeah, I think there are. I think some of those are going to be cleared up this year. I think you're going to see more big Shipley runs this season than you have before. But the time is there, all right? You know, I've always said he's like a 4.45 guy. Well, I didn't know that he had actually run a 4.46 laser timing at the Nike opening, but I know now, all right, because I looked for that last night. So, again, Shipley, fast guy, 4.46. There's a reason he returns kicks, people. What do you think it is? He's slow? You think Clemson puts him back there to return kicks? You see it. You see the burst on some of those kick returns. It just hasn't all quite clicked in yet. He's a step short. He's a half a step less explosive than Etienne. He doesn't get the downfield blocking that's required. There are a number of factors, but if you think Shipley isn't fast, you're just plain wrong. He is one of the three fastest players on the team. He's faster than any of the DBs. He's faster than any of the receivers who played this year. And honestly, it's not even close. He blew this entire receiving core that played this year away. Again, 4.46 laser timing, Nike opening, 55-meter guy who in 2019 ran a 6.36, which was the 10th best time in the nation. That's not among football players. That's among everybody of that age group. All right. The actual fastest player on the team, if he was healthy, is probably Troy Stellato. Stellato ran a 4.42 Nike laser timing, which was actually the second fastest time at the event that he participated in. But we've not seen him in 2 years. So, you know, when I say Shipley's the, you know, faster than any receivers, you know, as I mentioned, I suggested to you yesterday that the three fastest guys on this team might be Shipley, Stellato, and Cole Turner. I'm going to tell you today, again, that that is the case. That, you know, I went and looked at these numbers a little more last night, and it tells me that the same thing that I speculated on, what my eyes told me during the show yesterday, that the fastest three guys on this football team, in no particular order, are Will Shipley, Troy Stellato, and Cole Turner. I think those are the three fastest players on this team. Now, I'm concerned that, you know, none of those guys play cornerback. You know, we didn't see Cole Turner until late in the year. We haven't seen Stellato at all. But that's the grouping. Now, let me compare it to some of the other things. Because you've heard a lot about Adam Randall and his explosiveness. And again, Randall is a bigger-bodied receiver. But Randall's personal best 100-meter time is 10.94. Shipley didn't run the 100 meters. I don't have a 100-meter time on him, but it would equate to much faster than 10.94. Okay. If I had to guess what Shipley's 100-meter time would be, I would guess that Shipley would be 10.7. Something in that range. Adam Randall, 10.94, 100-meter. That's a good time for a big-bodied guy. Now, that was his personal best, and it by far bettered any other 100-meter time. I did not see any information as to whether it was wind-aided or not, so I don't know. I don't know whether the 10.94 was wind-aided. I just did not see. I didn't see anything on the site I was on that would have indicated an adjustment for that. So 10.94, but again, keep in mind his other best times were more in the 11.2 range. The 10.94 seemed like it was a little bit of the outlier. However, he ran a 22.83 200 meter, and that's in keeping with the 10.94, and that time is really good. The 200 meter time of 22.83 for a big bodied, big receiver is really good. So, you know, again, we did not see the best of him this year because he was coming off major injury, and it's just not how it works. These major injuries, these receivers and running backs, they're 18 month injuries. So that's where Adam Randall is. I didn't see anything on Wiggins in terms of timing. The fastest incoming recruit is Tyler Brown. Brown ran a 10.82 hundred meter. To give you a comparison, Antonio Williams ran, I think, 11.25 as his personal best. Again, it's not all about straight line speed. The game's not played in the straight line. But Tyler Brown is going to give you some of those same ingredients that Antonio Williams did, but he's faster. He's fairly significantly faster. And again, Tyler Brown, 10.82 equates to, like a 4.50 laser time 40, somewhere in that range. So Tyler Brown can run. Again, Cole Turner, brother of Nolan Turner. Nolan Turner at Clemson's Pro Day tested really well. Nolan Turner ran a 4.46, which I think surprised people. He had a 37.5 vertical, which is actually sort of in keeping with that number. These are all measures of athletic explosiveness. And he had a 10.2 broad jump, which I think tied for the best mark as well. And so, you know, Cole Turner, I think, is faster than Nolan Turner. I think he's a little taller, a little longer, and I think even a little faster. So Cole Turner can run. Therefore, it's sort of what I told you yesterday. And these are the numbers that back this up. Your three fastest football players on this team, when healthy. And again, I don't know when Troy Stellato is going to be healthy. I wouldn't try to be measuring his speed in the first few games of next season. It might be mid-season or later. Just look at Chris Godwin this year. Godwin's not a sprinter. But Godwin coming off a serious injury, it took Godwin really to the last four or five games of the year to start looking like Godwin again. He looks slow and tentative. And so I don't know when you're going to see the burst and explosiveness from Stellato, but just know that somewhere in there, he was a 4.42 Nike laser timing guy. A better time. It was the second fastest time at the camp, and it was a better time even than Shipley ran. So your three fastest football players on this team as you head into next year, if you wanted to see a sprint, it would be between or among Will Shipley, Troy Stellato, when healthy, and Cole Turner. Those are the three fastest guys on this team. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service.